Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Good morning, everybody. I know it's a little early. I tweeted out that I'm going to do this early morning show. Y'all, you know, I had to give y'all a Thursday throwback. So I'm going to give you a little bit of my best of Open Talk 2, just kind of reflecting on 2016, my past interviews, and some of the latest oldie artists, you know, from my independent artists, going to play theirs. So, and if you want to be on the show, y'all hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com so we can talk about your careers, being an aspiring artist, so y'all can kind of motivate these upcoming OGs that's trying to come up to be like you guys. So, because I've been getting a lot of emails from a lot of youngsters that's trying to do this, so, but I will be showcasing some young artists, y'all, but y'all have to stay tuned for that. I'm going to give y'all a little bit about that at the end of the show, give y'all that. And, I don't know if y'all been reading the latest celebrity gossip. Of course, T.I. and Tiny are getting a divorce. I guess, you know, Tiny just got fed up with all this. And, you know, T.I. is my boo. I didn't think he was going to actually, I mean, I know he probably cut up, but I didn't think he would actually get caught. So I think he got caught. So anyway, but they're getting a divorce. And there's rumors to be spread that Tamar Braxton and her husband are separated, but they went on and filmed this segment of their show that's going to be released, so I got to keep my eyes open on that one, y'all, so I'm going to keep y'all tuned on that one. Also, I don't know if y'all saw Vivica Fox got a new reality show showcasing men dancing. Now, I don't know who she showcasing it for, but I fell asleep last night, so I didn't get to actually see the actual one. So I'm going to go back and check it out. And I found out my Houston attorney, Dennis Sperling, y'all, he is in the second season of co-parenting with the Sperlings. So kudos to the Sperlings. Y'all got to check them out. They are a nice family. Y'all got to check them out, even though they're not together. But they co-parent, and they do it very well. Okay, just enough of me talking, enough of me talking. Going to drop the best of Open Talk 2. We're going to give you, again, I'm a flashback to my best of South Deep. So don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
You're tuning in to Open Talk 2.
Recorded songs such as there's so many, I don't know which one to start with, but the main one I love is Dangerous Minds. Today on the show, I'm rolling with my boy Coolio. What's up, Coolio? What's going on?
I'm running down the street smoking indoor, tripping on gin and juice right now.
Oh, Lord Jesus. What?
Try not to do that, because, you know, that takes know, just be original. Try to do something special. Try to create the next sound versus following the sound that everybody else got in the same formula that everybody else got.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
I like that. Well, thank you for taking the time to call the show today for me, Kalia.
It's not a problem. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All righty. All right, y'all, again, that was my boy, Coolio. Y'all definitely check him out. He's going to be on Black Jesus this week, so y'all definitely check him out. He's on tour. Y'all tweet him, support him in all his endeavors.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the Flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2.
Today on the show, got a model, an actress, an artist. I'm rolling with my girl today, Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. Rolling with Miss Carly Red. What's up, Miss Carly? Well, one thing I want to know that you are very, very, very classy on this show, and I love that about you. I know
that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, tell me, how was it working with the Cavs? Is it kind of tense, or, you know, some people don't believe in the reality. They think it's scripted.
No, it's all real. Actually, our drama behind the scenes, sometimes they don't get to catch all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worse than what's on the screen.
Really?
It gets crazy.
Oh, Lord. Well, of course you're going to be back next season, right?
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Well, we hope so. I got my fingers crossed. Well, I want to know a little bit about how did you get into the music industry? How did you get your inspiration with the music industry?
Right. Well, what happened was I've always been a reggae artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with producers like the Commissioner Gordon, doing songs with like Sean Kingston and Beanie Man, and so I've always been in the reggae world because I'm from Trinidad.
Okay.
And, I have family in the reggae scene. So once I started doing that, and then there was not a way, because I live in the States and I don't live in Jamaica and the Caribbean world, there was not a way to market the reggae music. So I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to just jump into the R&B, and everybody was giving me advice, like, you could try to switch to both, and here I am. I just stuck with it.
Okay. So how long have you been doing music since you were already doing reality work? Share with them.
It's a three word. Never give up.
Oh, yes. I love it. That's the truth, though, Carly. You can't give up on your hopes and your dreams.
Never give up on your hopes and your dreams.
That's right.
People stay so miserable in their 9-to-5 jobs instead of, like, pursuing their dreams. You can do both. I did both, you know. I did 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, 7 jobs. I don't care. But as long as it's, you know, you're going to pursue your dreams, you never give up. Don't let nobody tell you no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for taking the time to call the show, Miss Carly Red. And I
thank
totally appreciate
you for
it.
Having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the girl Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the artist, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Cindy, on NowHipHop.com.
It's Blow, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that has brought new heights to the rap game. You could call him the pioneer of rappers in the rap game. Open Talk 2 listeners, let's welcome to the show, Curtis Blow.
Hey.
Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Oh, mighty fine. I'm blessed. Thank you for having me on the show.
I am so honored. You just don't know. I am very honored.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay. Can you tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in the rap game back in the day?
Well, to make a long story short, I was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
In Harlem, New York City, in the Bronx, just hanging out as a teenager. And my mom was actually a great dancer. She was very popular. She used to go out to the nightclubs in Harlem and, you know, like the Renaissance Ballroom and the Cotton Club and and the Savoy Manor and all those spots that, you know, were big in the 50s and the 60s.
Okay.
And words of wisdom, I say education, education, education is the key to success. You need to study your craft, analyze it, do the research, find out about it, what you're getting into it, study the history of it, and then find out somebody within that history that was successful, repeat the steps that they took in order to achieve success, repeat those steps, and then you too will have success.
Okay, that's good. You know, I go roller skating from time to time on Sunday nights, and do you not know, they still play your songs, and we cut up on the breaks.
All right.
That
well,
is
thank
still
you. Thank
out
you.
There.
I thank radio and all the DJs around the country for making that a classic and still keeping it.
They're keeping it alive. Hey, you're still
yeah.
out there. I'm telling you. I wish I hate to put you on the spot. I wish I could have you to just say a line or two from the breaks, but I know I can't do that to you. So, but
nah, what's up?
No, don't. Oh my God!
If you got what it takes, 'cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
Oh my God! That is it. That is it. Well, everybody, this is Curtis Blow. I got him on the show. That was a little rhyme right there. You check that out. I know it. Thank you for taking your time to interview with me.
No worries. It's all good.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip-hop. Is my girl, Cindy, doing that thing all day, every day, 24/7 with hiphopnow.com. You heard?
Today on the show, I have a manager, an artist, and a producer, and his brand keeps on soaring. He truly has branded himself in the world of reality. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show love and hip-hop reality star and my boo, Peter Dunn. Hey, Peter, how you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in this morning on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you reached out to me, and I thank you for the support. I don't have too much of that out there right now.
Oh, shoot. I don't know why now. Don't get me started on them people. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about what's going on with you. What's popping? What current events you got going on?
Oh, man, you know, currently I'm on this show, Love & Hip Hop. You know how that goes. You know, they bring in the drama. I signed up to do Love & Hip Hop. And, you know, thinking that it would expose some stuff that would be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Tara, who is my kid's mom, and asked if she wanted to do the show. And, you know, went to Amina, that she wanted to do the show, and they both wanted to do the show. So we did the show. I thought that it would help all parties involved, which is did. Amina's music is picking up.
Okay.
Really like getting a lot of things for them, even though people hate her for the situation. Tara's an actor, she's getting seen. Maybe not in the light that we wanted to bring these things, this talent out. Not in the light that I wanted to, but I felt it was an opportunity for everybody to bring this, to get seen and heard. And, you know, unfortunately, it's through the wrong reasons, but, you know, hey.
But, you know, like you say, Amina's music is taking off. And hope Tyra, I'm sure she'll get recognized because she acts real good on the show.
Okay.
Tyra, she acts real good on the show.
Tyra, she's a Southern girl. She's from Mississippi. She don't take no The only thing, this is the deal with the show, and this is not an excuse at all. It's the only explanation. The deal with the show is, you know, it's mostly women-driven, and the show to me is really being told from one angle. And they're not telling, like, you know, you have to know
right.
that all that glitters ain't gold. You have to know that, you know, me and Tara were not on the best of terms.
Okay.
We were on, you know, she's from Mississippi. She's living in New York. We have two children, and she's by herself. That's not a situation that I would ever walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my main reasons for even doing the show is to make sure my kids, you know, okay. I don't
right.
get jewelry. I don't buy a whole bunch of fancy stuff. I save my money for my children, you know, so that way, you know, when they graduate from high school, there's something waiting for them, you know, for college.
Right, that's a good dad.
But with that being said, Tara's from Mississippi, and she don't really have nobody in New York, so it's not easy to walk away from the situation like that. So although I'm sleeping on the couch and we have our arguments and our fights, I'm still there in support of her and my children. So I should have said, listen, I got married, I fell in love with somebody, and I married her, and I didn't do that, which is ridiculously crazy. So that's what people are killing me for. But I love Tara, and I've always loved Tara, and I'll support Tara for the rest. But I got my son, Corey Guns.
Right. Well, how's this music doing? How's he taking off?
Corey's great, man. Corey, you know, he got caught up with a gun in New York, and they don't play that, but he ended up getting probation. So
okay.
Lucky for him, he's on probation for that. But he's working on his album. He signed a Lil Wayne and Young Money.
Yeah.
I have a kid named Jabril Morey who's playing Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And Stevie Wonder in the Motown play on Broadway.
Okay. So he's doing good.
So his original music. And I have Amina Butterfly. We're working on her EP, which will be out, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So those are the three artists I'm working with. That's what I have going on right now. And a few other things. I have a T-shirt line and something else going. And that's the problem with our people. We put all our eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
We all got it to be basketball stars, rappers, and actors. There's nothing wrong with being confident, but please, you know, come on, man. Nothing wrong with having a degree.
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah, I always say that. You got to have a plan B. You got to have a plan B.
Yeah. And I didn't have that. And that's why I push it so much. I still don't have it. I'm a felon, a high school dropout. And I was just fortunate enough. But that's a 1 in 10 million, you know, occurrence.
Okay.
So I hate to see it. You know, I see kids in the hood all the time, victims of, yo, I'm going to play basketball, and I'm going to do this, and, oh, I'm a rap. I got it. I'm, you know, like they don't have to do nothing else. And I'm just tired of it, man, you know, and I'm guilty of it, and I'm guilty of people looking at me saying, well, you did it. And, you know, like I said, I was lucky.
Right. Well, all right, Mr. Peter Guns, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Anytime.
Oh, you just don't know.
Let's talk next, not next Tuesday, the rerun of Love & Hip Hop, so Tuesday after that.
All right, you made my day. All right, guys, Open Talk to listeners, this was my boo, Peter Guns, got him on the show, so I hope you enjoyed the interview.
Right, that was my best of my interviews. Gonna give you an oldies. Dropping again the best of South Deep. Don't go nowhere, you ain't
offended. Yeah. Uh-huh. Let go. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
You, YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Real Thought, you're claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the heart, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got so deep in this bitch, we getting it. Then ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We.
Being real, that's no realer than us. We roll about 20 deep in these trouble we trust. Screaming fine, just to let you know that we ain't a pussy hole. We get it how we live by giving it real, even to our foes. Most of y'all know me. I be that nigga from the fire with that Glock 40. You want a villain, it's a villain in me. That made me snap, crackle, and pop when I'm on that Henny. I wreck shop, it's my job to come harder than the next man. Cause my squad is bigger than the X-Clan. Don't make me sick, I'm on you, get them, boy. I can't believe they talking noise. They just don't understand what eat them up like homie George. I just come up and get tunnel when you run up on a crew, nigga. By the screw, they get about to die in a few, nigga. Niggas east of me like I'm no fatter. Till I'm coming across their head like earth.
I'm covered with beepers, they set some sneakers for people. Some situations get deeper, but be prepared with the reaper. My whole squad, some cheapers, we lead them busts of the neepers. Affiliated with creepers, forget them tweakers and deepers. I find my speakers, they love it, turn up the music and pump it. The middle fingers, they fuck them, they cross the line and we bust them. I'm so aggressive, keep them crunk though. Slang them out the trunk though. Uncle for the ghetto, stay commercial for these trunk folks. I caught them with a power line, they never see me coming with it. Caught them with their guards down a trophy, now I'm running with it. Look out for the album when it drop right in your record store. Cause this is flow, but never we gonna stop, we just gonna pimp them out.
What you really wanna do with it? Who? Me, boy, I'm out here fool with it. Ooh. We South D got the Bruce, sippin' homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules, listen. What you really wanna do with it? Who? Me, boy, I'm out here fool with it. Ooh. We South D got the Bruce, sippin' homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules.
What they do over here where you at? They call me the vet. Get animals, take them home, and you can figure the rest. The bigger the pet, that make.
This is my time. You understand me? It don't matter what you tried to do, you couldn't destroy me. I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see.
Can't let these people get the best of me. If I do, I probably end up in the minor league. South Deep will never crumble up. I throw it up in my hood. It's understood that I'm rhyming for the love of music. Let me influence young people of our generation. Don't get discouraged. Lose focus on your occupation. I've been turning around my label. Say we couldn't make it. Our time arrived. Thank God, man, we finally made it. Hard work, criticism keep me motivated. Throughout the obstacles I'm facing in this wicked nation. Interviews with the radio station make a nigga proud. I've been grinding for a minute. I can't let them down. Rocking crowds with my southern styles. And now my homies jump around giving niggas pounds. The funky sounds out to try and keep a nigga pumped. With all my work and dedication, I'll be number one.
You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see.
Man, ain't too many people that's real. Try to block them out cause I still got.
Right in the club and see a yellow bone bra. She thicker than a motherfucker, nigga, oh my God. Yeah, titties wiggle bouncing, bout to make a nigga fly. 20 goon with me and they all on my squad. So I step to the bar and order more drinks. She pause and drop it down and make me stop and just think. Look at, I can leave right now with that hoe that's on the pole. But if she been on the pole, man, ain't no telling what she know. But I'd rather be with you because you look just like Megan. Girl, I'm sloppy dead drunk, so never mind what I've been saying. All these suckers in here paying. Boo, I just want you naked and bend your body over while you scream, my daddy, take it. All my niggas kinda wild, so I wish a hater would get the tripping over bitches. Pimp, let's get it understood. I've been sitting, sipping, chilling, about to roll a bike wood. When all of a sudden, I just spotted making good.
At first, I wasn't gonna holler, but my partner said he think I should. I done been drinking, girl, and now you look like making good. You look like making good.
Focus, pay attention, any track, any place, anytime, I'm there.
Pen and pad, play the trite, turn me up real clear. Blasted it in my ear, what creatively enables me to find the rhythm so your critics can't label me an MC that's pitiful. Each song is lyrical, each verse is critical, point blank a miracle.
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
Hip hop, you a drug in my blood. Got the pen and pad, keep a nigga fucked up. Met in 96 right away, I fell in love. Every time I hear your voice, girl, I gotta get it up. Tell me who was fake, who was real from the start. T-bad for the group, let that nigga move on. I ain't about to argue with no nigga that's grown. I could do that with my lady when that nigga reach home. No, I put it down, never have a weak song. And I always love my dogs, even though they dead wrong. Started out with 4 and we ended up with 5. Now we back down to 3, but we on the same vibe. Niggas came and went, that was cooler than a bitch. If I wear a size 12, I can't make a 9 fit. Some people do, end up paying up their shoes. Many problems in the group, and I still pull through.
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
I can't tell you.
Hip hop, you the love of my life.
Break the mic when I step up in his booth. Thought I was one dimensional with Jay, just the truth. Instilled in my youth, had the juice to produce. My mama's on the loose, yes, it came from my roots. I hooped and I shoot, wrote rhymes for a reason. The neighborhood even trying to touch us every season. Back in the cut scheme and said the boys will never make it. Second album jamming, now the boys trying to taste it. My heart keep on racing, goosebumps in my skin. Waiting for this label for some.
Alright, y'all. That was my best of myself. Deep. Again, I just want to give y'all a kind of like a throwback Thursday. Wanted to give you a best of Open Talk too. Some of my past interviews that were memorable to me, like my, of course, my baby daddy Peter Gunn from Love and Hip Hop, and of course the legendary rapper artist Curtis Blow, and of course you had Coolio on there, and of course you had Cardi B, I'm sorry, from Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta. So of course that was some of my memorable, but I have several others. I got Jazzy Faye, might drop him later on this week. But anyway, y'all, kids, you want to be on this show, y'all hit me up, opentalk2y'all.com. And if remember, I'm looking for the next Houston teen sensation to help them get discovered, to help push their music out there. I got a couple of artists that's on board that's helping and willing to get them out there. So y'all think about that. Check my tweets out and all that. And trying to think, what else should I just can't remember everything. But again, if y'all want to be on anything, just hit me up, Open Talk 2. Gonna leave y'all with my old song, y'all. Gonna leave y'all with Grind. Oh, no, you know what? I think I'm gonna give y'all Money. I don't know if y'all knew about my Cindy Prater. I dropped a jam called Money. Gonna leave y'all with that. And again, if you want to be on the show again, hit me up at opentalk2y'all.com. Thank y'all for rolling with me today. I love you. I see some of my tweets come in. And again, thank y'all for hanging out with me.
Thank you.